Hi, and welcome to the Kara Podcast. My name is Lori, and I'm your host for the show. Here we're focused on inspiring and encouraging you in business and in life. The Kara Podcast is a community driven by being creative, authentic, remarkable, and awe-inspiring. Our mission is to put Jesus at the center of our lives and provide a platform to promote both personal and professional development and encourage self-discovery on the pathway to success. Burning those limiting beliefs that are holding you back. The easiest way to achieve everything you want in life is to fall in love with Jesus. And knowing that our battles are messy and beautiful along the way to becoming all that He has created us for. A place to thrive and become the greatest version of yourself. To learn more, check out the Kara Podcast at thekarapodcast.com. Hey, friends, it is deep into August and school is beginning across the country. Some of our kiddos are already in school in Texas, in other parts of the country. They're getting ready to go back next week or, you know, sometime toward the end of August, beginning of September. And what that really signals is kind of a long summer days are winding down and the carefree feel of summer is waving goodbye. And for some of us, we cannot wait to kiss the summer heat goodbye, get back to a schedule. And for some of us, our hearts are far from ready to wave goodbye to these hazy, lazy, sunny summer days. Today, we're going to dive into a topic, and a topic that I don't know how many people really address. And it is around a five-letter word that starts with an A and anger, and how you can be the archer of your heart to really let anger be dismissed from your heart, that you have all of the tools needed to be the archer of your heart. For some of us, anger is not even in our DNA. And it takes a lot to push us over the edge of anger. For others, anger is a bit more of a challenge and it can creep up without a notice. And it can be when a car cuts you off in traffic, maybe it's a text or a call, a situation that pushes your buttons and it automatically hits the button of anger. And anger can also arise from social injustices, watching the news, an action of a partner, and the list can go on. And in the Bible, scripture talks a lot about anger in a few different ways. And today, if you struggle with anger consistently, or you know someone who does, or anger rises up like a wave out of nowhere, and you're like, what just hit me? Know that His love, grace, and mercy first is with you. And it is just part of our flesh of being a human that we don't get it right, and we don't get it right all of the time. But let's dive into some scriptures. In Colossians 3:8, but now you must also rid yourself of such things as these: anger, rage, malice, slander, and filthy language from your lip. This verse encourages believers to let go of negative emotions like anger and to cultivate a positive and compassionate attitude. Pretty hard sometimes when anger hits like a wave out of nowhere. And then we look at Ephesians 4:26 through 4:27. In your anger, do not sin. Do not let the sun go down while you're still angry, and do not give the devil a foothold. This verse encourages addressing and resolving anger promptly without allowing it to fester and cause harm. The more we let it fester, the more we give enemy the opportunity to come and camp out into our hearts. And our goal today is to get those things out and to pull out the rocks and the weeds and all of the things that cause us to get into these positions in the first place. Proverbs 14:29. Whoever is patient has great understanding, but one who is quick-tempered displays folly. This verse emphasizes the importance of patience and self-control in managing anger. In James 1:19-20, my dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. That verse gives us the insight to practice patience, active listening, which can be so hard, and caution against giving into uncontrolled anger. When we experience anger, a lot of times we need to look at what is the root cause of that anger. And as I said before, we are human. We are human flesh, and we have feelings and emotions. We have hormones throughout our body. Our hormones are constantly fluctuating. And as the world spins faster and faster, we can feel less in control. And anger may begin to rise up. Because when we feel like we are not in control, anger can be a tipping point that puts us into an arena that we were never supposed to be in. I always personally, and I fail this more often than not, but I love to take the posture, check myself before I wreck myself when anger bubbles up. And ways to do this are plentiful. First, we'll look at His love for us. He never lets go of us, no matter how much we spin out of control. He is our shelter of love and grace. His arms will always accept you as you pray and talk with Him. You journal and journal your thoughts and journal those feelings and journal those emotions. Dive into His word and into the scriptures. Put on worship music that lights up your hearts and let the lyrics fill up your souls. And it's important to remember, there's so many teachings in the Bible. And just remember the theme of forgiveness, humility, love, and reconciliation. While the Bible acknowledges human emotions, it also encourages believers to manage their emotions in a way that aligns with our faith and fosters healthy relationships. We were designed for community. We were designed to be together. And anger separates us. And thank God for a God who loves us unconditionally. And that in itself, love unconditional with no strings attached, is so freeing. Other ways to wipe out anger. Anger is a natural emotion, but learning to manage and cope with it's important for your well-being and our relationships. So pause before reacting. When you feel that anger rising up, take a moment to pause before reacting. This can prevent impulse actions or hurtful words. And sometimes our actions can make us look pretty foolish. Identify your triggers. Understand what specifically triggers your anger. Self-awareness can help you anticipate and manage your reactions. Practice deep breathing. When anger flares up, take slow, deep breaths. This can help you calm your nervous system and give you time to think before reacting. Use I statements when discussing issues that cause anger. Use I statements to express how you feel without blaming or accusing others. A great example is, I felt hurt when, instead of, you always make me angry when. Seek healthy outlets. Engage in activities that help you to release pent-up anger in a healthy way. Exercising, doing those HIIT cardio workouts, yoga, deep breathing, journaling, or talking to a trusted friend or a therapist. Practice forgiveness. Holding on to anger can be detrimental to your emotional well-being. Practice forgiveness for your own sake, even if you don't forget the situation. Go first and forgive. Ephesians 4:31 through 32. Get rid of all bitterness, rage, and anger, brawling, and slander, along with every form of malice. Be kind and compassionate to one another, forgiving each other just as in Christ forgave you. It's important, like I said before, to approach these teachings with a balanced understanding to seek wisdom and guidance from God in handling your anger. If you're struggling with anger-related issues, consider discussing them with a pastor, a spiritual mentor, or a mental health professional who can provide support and guidance from both a biblical and psychological perspective. And above all, know that you're loved, you're forgiven, and all things are possible with Him. Thanks again for listening to the Kara Podcast. You can find the Kara Podcast wherever you stream your favorite podcast services. We're on a mission to encourage and inspire and to put Jesus at the center of our lives. To learn more, check out the Kara Podcast at thekarapodcast.com. Be sure to hit subscribe, download, and share us some good, good vibes.